Good evening. Can we say that a little more energetic?
Good evening.
Good evening. Mary, we're always glad to see you.
Thank the Lord, it's fairly tall to see and other
assembly. Amen.
We've been blessed, haven't we? Let's ask God's blessings to be with us tonight. We don't want to just be wasting time here.
Amen.
Great eternal God, oh, we do have much to be thankful for tonight.
Yes.
We are greatly blessed people.
Yes.
Your blessings make rich.
Yes.
Oh, tonight we ask for the blessings of God to be upon what is going to take place here, dear Lord.
Yes.
Need the aid of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Need your blessings not only tonight, but we're asking for blessing for all of this meeting.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, we ask you that your special blessings will be with us here tonight.
Yes, dear God.
That every heart will be touched.
Yes.
Every soul will be blessed.
Please, dear Lord.
We'll be able to go away from here feeling that it was good to be in this place.
Yes, Lord.
We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we don't always go by rigid form. Maybe some of you know that already. And we're going to start out by asking for a definition of the word atmosphere. We can have more than one. Who's got a good definition? We got some college students here. Got a teacher.
The surroundings.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
That surrounding, it has several parts to it. Physical surroundings, the air we breathe, the atmosphere that way. And then there are spirits that invade our atmosphere, attitudes and conditions that create an atmosphere. A fear, an atmosphere of love.
So atmosphere is something that an individual can feel spiritually or physically. Suppose you were invited to a 50th anniversary celebration of a couple who had been happily married. They had chose to serve the Lord, had good relationship with each other, and also they had, oh, let's say, 5 children, and all of them had been exposed to a loving family, and they had a godly example of parents, a Christian home, and each of those children chose to serve the Lord. And you were invited to their anniversary celebration of their 50th year of marriage. What kind of an atmosphere would you expect to be around? What would the surroundings be at that type of a setting, would you expect?
A loving atmosphere.
A loving atmosphere. Happy?
Yes.
Honoring?
Respectful?
Respectful?
Love?
Love.
Thankful.
Peace.
Yeah.
Thankful. Peace.
Yes.
Peace. It would be to many perhaps a pleasant place to be then.
Yeah.
With family and acquaintances and relation that had gathered together for this type of celebration. What type of atmosphere would you expect at a UCLA-USC football game?
Unholy.
Godly.
Excitement. What kind of atmosphere do you think they had in Florida after the 7th of November when they were counting ballots? Do you think people felt it?
Bitter?
Bitter. A lot of different type of feelings perhaps generated in the emotions of those that were involved in that time period. Well, a pleasant time is supposed to be when it's good to be pleasant when a person's eating, isn't it? Physically, it is to your advantage if you can have a pleasant atmosphere when you're eating. Suppose you were invited by a friend for dinner, and you knew they was a good cook. You was just looking forward to this dinner, and you go and they have this big table, this good looking fried chicken, mashed potatoes, gravy, salads, more than one kind of salad, and peas, carrots. You like collard greens? Just a table set with just some good looking food. So you sit down with the family and enjoying the meal, and while you're there at the table, the man and wife, the friends, get in a heated argument. And what was an atmosphere of love or community or good feeling and enjoying the tasty food, well, this heated argument gets real heated, and the man tells his wife to shut up, and she abruptly gets up from the table without excusing herself and goes in the bedroom and slams the door. Well, the fried chicken's still good, but do you enjoy it? Well, what's the atmosphere?
Tense. It was tense.
Just don't feel like even eating another bite. Well, you know, when it comes to spiritual food that you want, spiritually, it is better to have a good spiritual atmosphere.
Yeah.
Amen? That one song says, "Where dost thou, dear shepherd, resort with thy flock to feed them in pastures of what?
Love.
Love makes a good atmosphere, doesn't it? And people will digest spiritual food better in an atmosphere of love. You could have ever so many songs sang that are beautiful and a big number of people present, but if there is not an atmosphere of love, the food that is given out will not be as enjoyable. Is this right?
Yes, amen.
As it would have been in an atmosphere of love.
Amen.
Jesus had an experience with his disciples in the 17th chapter of Matthew. And the first verse we'll start and read. I think I'll just put one of you young people to work. And one of you that don't have a cold and's got a good strong voice, will you start reading at the first verse?
And after 6 days, Jesus taken Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into the in high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. For if thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face, and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them, and said, Arise, and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man, save Jesus only.
You stop there. Sister Bonnie, will you come up and put this on the board for us? It is good for us to be here. This is taken from the fourth verse of that chapter. Now, these disciples, Peter, James, and John, were very highly favored. They got to experience something that the other disciples didn't. For some reason, the Lord left them behind. And maybe while Peter, James, and John was trudging up that mountain, climbing it, I don't know, they could have thought, well, we would rather be back there with Andrew and Thomas, our feet's hurting. And it says a high mountain. It took some effort on their part, and they were perhaps very weary. Maybe their feet was hurting. Maybe there was thorns and things along the way as they was climbing up the mountain. They were perhaps in sandals. Maybe their feet got scratched. And well, anyway, they had to exert. I don't know if Brother Lawrence and Sister Ruth remember the time that I was with them, and some of us went up to, is that where Morrill Rock is?
Sequoia National Park.
Sequoia National Park. And well, one time I went up there and I was trying to climb that Morrill Rock. And it's more than just climbing up a flight of steps. I don't know just how many steps it is up to the tip top of it, but my poor heart, I was overweight. My poor heart was thumping, and I think I had my mouth open. But I finally, one time, made it to the top of that mountain. And it took some very strong exertion on my part.
Yeah.
Well, Peter, James, and John had went to this high mountain, and maybe they was feeling kind of down because they had to climb that high mountain. They was probably tired, but something wonderful happened up there. There was a phenomenon. It had never happened before or since, just like it happened to them at this particular time. And Brother Austis strongly felt that, I say strongly, he stated it, that he felt that Christ actually took on his glorified body. He was able to do that. He transformed himself. When he come out of the grave, he didn't come out in the flesh that he went to the grave in. He come out in a glorified body. So he was able to interchange. And on this occasion, he interchanged and took on that glorified body. And Moses and Elijah also joined the company. Would you like to be in on something like that? Would that have been worth getting tired feet over? Well, Peter was just overwhelmed with emotion. Can you imagine what kind of atmosphere was there? Heavenly. Glorious. These three beings of glory was right there before them. And Jesus' face shined as the sun. And his raiment was white as the light. You may have seen some white clothes. They used to put bluing in them. Remember the old bluing bottle? Pour the bluing in to make the clothes white? But I don't think they touched that. It was white. What a glorious thing that was. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias. That was a great, great time to experience this type of experience. And Peter, he was just so taken up with it. He said, let us make three tabernacles. But then Up above that it said, "Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here." Now, I'm not going to tell you that we're going to have any type of experience like that in this assembly meeting. I'm not expecting it. If you got that much faith, why you? But what did it say in this other chapter, the 18th chapter and the 20th verse?
Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
Now, the promise is that where two or three are met together in his name, he is there. Do you believe he's here tonight?
Yes.
Do you believe he wants to be here in every service?
Yes.
You believe he will be?
Yes.
Every song, every prayer, every message.
He wants to be.
Yes.
He wants to be the orchestrator of this assembly meeting.
Yes, Lord.
And if he is here, does that make a heavenly atmosphere?
Yes. Amen.
Oh, yes. They don't tell him what you might see, either. Amen.
Well, one song said, "Let me see Jesus only."
Yes. Amen.
So, if there is a heavenly atmosphere, would it be good for us to be here?
Yes. Amen.
What if your feet's tired?
Come on.
What if long about Thursday and Friday you just get so tired you feel like I can't make it another night?
Yes.
If Jesus is here, will it still be good to be here?
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
I've been in some services where I've been blessed.
Yes.
Wasn't very long ago. We were in Webb City, Missouri on Sunday. And the message was about Jesus. And he was there.
Praise the Lord.
He was there.
Thank the Lord.
And it was good to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
The last Sunday of the camp meeting, it was a Sunday morning. Service run over past the noon hour, the noon time. And the message, I don't know if you remember it or not, but I do. Brother Ed Wilson preached on the atonement.
Yes, I remember.
Remember it?
Yes.
If you was like me, I cried. It touched me. There was an atmosphere that I like. And it touched me, and the tears come. I like those kind of services.
Yeah.
You know, if we had more of them, maybe we'd have more coming. More people willing to push over their tiredness. Be motivated by incentive of it'll be good for me to be there. May I challenge everyone that's here tonight that you'll assume the responsibility individually to make and create, help create a good atmosphere for this assembly meeting. That those who attend will be able to feel it has been good to be there.
Yes.
Will you accept that challenge?
Amen.
You know, every person that owns a vehicle in California are responsible to not have a vehicle that pollutes the air. You have to have a smog device, don't you?
Yeah.
You're not to have a car that is leaving a stream of dirty black exhaust. Amen. Is this true?
Amen.
It is your personal responsibility not to pollute the air. You're not to all the bags of garbage and trash that is accumulated over here is not to be taken out in a bundle and burned, is it? That would be polluting the air. What are some of the things that can pollute or create an atmosphere of spiritual pollution?
Contention.
Strife.
Rivalry.
Huh?
Rivalry.
Mistrust.
Yes.
Criticism. So let's leave the critical thoughts and criticism on the outside. Let's leave the frowns outside. Let's bring the smiles. Let's bring the joy. Let's bring the peace. Contentment.
Praise the Lord.
And if you do that, there'll be an atmosphere that is pleasant, and people will be. Rachel's shaking her head. You agree? Huh? People will be able to say that it was good to be at the assembly meeting.
Yeah. Amen.
That God's presence was there. God's blessings was rich.
Praise the Lord.
Mr. Marcy, do you know any of that song, There's a Sweet, Sweet Spirit?
Oh, you say.
A sweet spirit. Do we want it?
Yeah.
Is it possible to have it? Are we individually willing to pledge ourselves to do what it takes to have that sweet spirit and that sweet expression? A sweet expression on each face. May God help us that that will be accomplished in this meeting. And if there's just two or three, if there's never any more than this, if that is accomplished, then will it not be that it is good for us to be here? May God bless us all. Not to just have that sweet spirit in this meeting, but it will be an ongoing thing. That sweet spirit will be, and that atmosphere of love will pervade in all of our gatherings together. May God bless us. I heard that the young people are interested enough to gather before every service and pray. I've never known of that before in Pacoima. May God bless you. Pray that there will be an atmosphere of love that prevails in every service. An atmosphere that we're not afraid of each other.
Amen.
You want that kind?
Yes.
That we would just be happy, redeemed, and free.
Yes.
And that the blessings of God would be poured out. And to the young people that feel that you want to express yourself or say something or even have a special sometime, if you feel like God's wanting you to do it, don't quench the spirit.
Amen.
God wants an atmosphere of not looseness, but an atmosphere of freedom. To love and serve God and worship Him in a way that He would be acceptable.
Yes.
If it's acceptable, if your worship is acceptable with God, that is the thing to aim for. So may God bless us to have that sweet, sweet spirit and that good atmosphere throughout this meeting.
Amen.
I'm going to ask that we sing number 35. And notice the words.